This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, bringing on Chris Martinson, a regular on the program, co-founder of Peak Prosperity. I highly recommend people going to go check out Chris's website. He's written a number of books, plus produces content on pretty much a daily basis and some content that I think is some of the most astute out there. So, Chris, I always appreciate you joining us on our show. And the topic that I do want to cover, we've already touched on it a little bit earlier with Jesse Felder, and this is this reflationary environment that we seem to be in. Data points have come out throughout this week, and even really since Trump got into office, where people and even central banks and investors, more or less, seem to think that inflation is picking up, but it's weird now that they seem to think that inflation is going to be a very good thing. Where do you stand on this whole environment that we're in right now?
Oh, Corey, well, first, thanks for the kind introduction. Great to be back with you and your listeners. You know, my macro analysis of this environment is almost useless, like everybody's, because there's nothing macro to analyze anymore. My view at this stage is that what we're seeing in the terms of prices of everything, stocks, bonds, everything, is really a reflection of what central banks are doing, which is still, to this day, throwing about $100 billion a month into reflating these markets and getting them to go up. To get directly to your question, when people say reflationary, they're thinking, hey, inflation is going to come back. That's what the central banks have wanted, is inflation. They always explain it to us as rising prices. But that's not it. Rising prices, of course, are a symptom. Inflation happens when your credit expands and your money expands faster than the underlying economy. And banks like that environment because it helps minimize bad loans and it helps the whole system keep cooking. So really, the Fed doesn't care how much peanut butter costs for you or gasoline. What they do care about is that the credit markets, that is, the amount of loans being made, are expanding. So when we're talking inflation, we have to be careful. The excitement about so-called reflation is not about rising prices. It's about the idea that we're going to start getting back to animal spirit borrowing and spending.
So in the environment that we are in, with this almost $100 billion a month that is being created, a lot of it is finding its way into the markets. And you know what? It's hard to fight the fact that when you have that much money moving into certain areas, then you can probably make some money by investing in those areas and following that money. But that's not fundamentally a good sign for the economy. Plus, central banks, they don't want, I don't think, all this money to just continue to land into financial assets.
Well, you know, there was that op-ed way back when in the Wall Street Journal where Bernanke said, yeah, the name of the game is we want higher equity prices. We know that the Central Bank of Japan is now the number one holder of Japanese ETF shares. It's a top 10 holder of the top 10 companies in Japan. So think about that for a second. A central bank printing money to buy actual ownership rights in the productive enterprises of a country. Weird behavior, but that's where we are. And the Central Bank of Japan preferentially buys those share purchases on days when the markets are down. Way overwhelming. Like almost 80% of the down days in the Japanese market are met with a wall of buying by the Central Bank of Japan, clearly targeting financial asset prices. Their theory is this: higher asset prices are good. And that's really what they've been pursuing for a while.
Well, touching on the Bank of Japan, I posted an article earlier this week that stated in 5 years, the Bank of Japan is projected to own 75% of all outstanding Japanese debt. That is mind-blowing if you think about that. But, Chris, what kind of world does that put us in when the central banks are buying so much debt and now even buying equities in Japan? Where is the individual left? Where's the investor left?
Well, I'll tell you where we're left. We're left exactly where I predicted way back in 2008 when I said there was going to be money printing. But let me be clear. Even I had no clue it was going to be this out of control. What you get is you get an extraordinary wealth gap because the people who have first rights to, first dibs on that freshly created money make out like bandits. And by the way, these are the big banks who, by the way, are the majority shareholders in the private entity known as the Federal Reserve in the United States case, right? So the central banks exist by, of, and for the banks. The banks themselves, of course, exist by, of, and for the concept of accumulating more financial wealth. That's their job. So they're doing their jobs great. What's happening, though, is we're seeing the economic oxygen getting sucked out of almost every other place in this story. And that, if you don't understand that, you're still going to be confused by the rise of Trump, the rise of populism in France, in Italy, all over the place, because this same story is running. And without casting a moral judgment on this, Corey, I will tell you, if you just model this out and you put it in a spreadsheet, and you model the creation of money and the concentration of wealth, it always ends up, if you run that spreadsheet far enough with enough rows and columns, that one entity owns everything and everybody owes that entity. And that's where we're headed. It's, you know, it's no accident that something like 85 individual entities, which might be families or individuals, now have as much, air quotes here, wealth as 3.5 billion people on this planet.
Yeah, that's just a crazy, scary number to me. And as you have been saying, it doesn't seem like this trend is changing at all. The rich just seem to keep on getting richer and richer. But for the average investor, for a lot of your subscribers, Chris, what is your strategy through now 2017, even further out, if we do assume that some things are going to stay the same in terms of central banks?
I'm talking about with my subscribers that it's time to you need true diversification. So you're not diversified if you have stocks and bonds. You're not even diversified if you have stocks and bonds, foreign equity, blah, blah. If you are in the financial system, you are 100% exposed to what I consider to be one of the most extraordinary bubble environments we've ever seen. So real diversification means having some of your wealth in financial wealth. That's totally fine, but some of it's in your material wealth. Some of it's in your living capital that you'd be, you know, your own health and the health of your local ecosystem, maybe gardens that you've got. It's in the strength of your relationships. It's in your emotional health. So there's a lot of ways that I think people can be beginning to build true resilience into their lives, given that what we've created for ourselves, Corey, is a wildly unstable system. And the pressures on that system, the imbalances have only grown ever larger. You know, as Plutarch said thousands of years ago, the oldest and most fatal ailment of all republics is an imbalance between the rich and poor. Well, we got one of those, but we have many other imbalances between countries, you name it. It's just all over the place. So advice is for people to be aware of that and then to begin to take steps to take charge of what they can in their own lives to build resilience.
So essentially, Chris, people need to get their own house in order to expect, well, at least hope that we can make it through these very confusing and what can be considered scary times.
Absolutely. It's the old metaphor of put your oxygen mask on first before, you know, assisting your child or seatmates. That's absolutely part of it. And as well, you know, this is a bummer of a statistic, but in 2010, suicide overtook car accidents as the leading cause of non-natural death in the United States. That tells us that people are already emotionally distraught by the world they live in, and times aren't even that tough right now. So really, you know, getting your own house in order is a pretty wide statement, but extremely important given just how uncertain the landscape is that we live in now.
That's a very scary and disheartening fact that you just brought up to us. And you know what? I think that right now with Trump coming into office, there is a bit of the population that seems to be very optimistic. I think a lot of this optimism, especially when you look at markets, has gotten ahead of itself. And then on the flip side, there is also 51%, you could say, that are scared, that do not like Trump, that do not want him in office. And I know there are already a lot of marches planned for his inauguration day, which to me is just further showing this major divide within the country. But Chris, always enjoyable chatting with you. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we will have you back on in a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with Jay Martin, President and CEO of Cambridge House International. I think a lot of precious metals investors know the name Cambridge House because they've been putting on conferences focused on resources for a number of years, for as long as I can remember, and they are continuing to put on the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference, which is happening January 22nd and 23rd. I personally will be speaking on the Monday, on the 23rd. Plus, there's a huge lineup of other, I think, very interesting speakers. And, Jay, before we get into too many of the details on this show, when we were talking off mic, you outlined to me almost a new vision for the speakers that you're putting up in front of people. And it's not so much only, let's say, gold bug type of newsletter writers, although there are still some newsletter writers, but you're also putting on stage some of the top performing CEOs to kind of, I guess, share how they've, first of all, experienced success in the industry and what they're doing now. Can you share with us the strategy behind putting these people on stage?
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. So it's been so treacherous over the last 3-4 years to be an investor in this space. We've got an obligation to find top stories and provide, you know, insight into not only how these companies are producing results and whatnot, but our agenda this year is a bit different in that almost all the presentations in the main speaker hall are Q&As, and they're Q&As with either money managers or CEOs that have shown amazing returns. And so our intention here is just to show where the smart money is going, where the early money entering the space in this bull market is going, and just showcase the exact stories that have produced amazing results in the last year, 18 months.
So, Jay, when you and I chat, I always find it very interesting because you are very much boots on the ground in two aspects. One, dealing with the companies because they are exhibitors at the show, but then also dealing with the audience members, the attendees. So what vibe are you getting now that we've turned the corner into 2017? It's a different market than it has been for the last 5 years, I think.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, so we all pay attention to whatever indicators, you know, we have best access to, and mine is issuer participation at a trade show and investor participation at a trade show. And what I would say is in the last 9 months, 12 months, we've seen a huge surge in confidence from the issuers on House Street, and this is just about demand for our conferences. We'll see the VRIC in January here. It will have grown by about 35% year over year from 2016. And this is the first time any of our resource investment conferences have grown since 2012. And so that's remarkable, and remarkable how fast it happened, right? We just had our showdown in San Francisco in November and saw similar growth. So we're inspired to see that for sure. The investors are coming back, and obviously I think we're early days in this next bull market, but we're seeing the qualified guys come back first, which is to be expected, right? It's the investors that never quite stepped out, always paid attention, probably still had cash in the market, and have come back now because they see, you know, huge opportunities. They see depressed prices, but they also see, you know, optimism coming. So, you know, this conference will see probably about 4,000 to 6,000 attendees at the show, and that's up from about 3,500 last year.
Now, Jay, do you have any idea in terms of the attendees? I understand that some people who are very focused on the precious metals, even you could call them gold bugs, I think they attend these shows every year, even when it has been a down year. But in terms of maybe more fund managers or generalist investors, are you seeing more interest from them?
We are, yeah, from an attendee standpoint. I think that if you look at the percentage per capita of money managers walking our show floor, it's going to be dramatically higher today than it was during going back 2012, 2013, 2014, of course, because they're more in tune to what's happening in the market and the first to come back into a space like this. So the amount of merchant bankers, investment banker inquiries that we're getting here at Cambridge House is much higher than it has been.
So in terms of the actual companies now, I understand you have more companies that will be attending. Have you seen a shift in terms of maybe management teams or a younger generation start to step up to the plate?
To a degree, yeah. I mean, there's been some amazing stories just this last year with CEOs like Brian Pace Braga and LIX. You know, fantastic run this year for that team. One of our focuses in the speaker hall that we do now since our partnership with Marin is what we call the next generation panel. And we look for CEOs that are, you know, under 40, essentially. That's a good marker for us that we have complete confidence in and that most importantly we think investors should be paying attention to. So this year you'll find that on a Monday evening, and we'll have 4 or 5 companies up on the stage, and they're grilled. You know, it's not an easy panel discussion or Q&A, they're hit with hard questions, and the intention is to give investors a behind-the-scenes look at up-and-comers that we think are going to really set the high watermark in the next few years.
So, Jay, can you give us a general rundown of what the schedule looks like for people that are interested in attending?
Absolutely. We kick off Sunday morning, 8:20, and Frank Holmes loves to open our shows. And so we've got a session with Frank in the main speaker hall Sunday morning. We run our speaker hall up until 10 a.m., and then it's trade show exhibition time. So each day we've got two-hour sessions in our speaker hall where we really try to focus on, you know, debates and Q&As between one of our hosts, Rick Rule, Doug Casey, or Mary Katusa, and CEOs or money managers. Throughout the course of the day, between the morning and the evening session, we'll be running all of our workshops. Investors get the chance to hear more technical talks from newsletter writers, CEOs and money managers, actually identifying companies they have put cash into and how that did, as well as company presentations.
So for the attendees, it is still free to attend, correct? You just need to sign up online?
It's free to attend, yeah. We charge $20 at the door if you have not pre-registered, just to cover admin. But if you pre-register online, cambridgehouse.com, it's absolutely free.
And I will post a link to that underneath this interview for everybody who is listening to this, either on our podcast or on the radio. Just visit kereport.com and click on the weekend show posting. You will see a logo and a link that people can follow to continue to post there. Jay, just to wrap us up, what do you want investors or attendees to take away from the show this year?
It's a sector that requires amazing diligence to be successful in. And I'm biased because I run a trade show company, and I think all investors should be present at the show. But really, you know, our intention here is to provide that behind-the-scenes look at the space. And so our job is to showcase the brightest minds, the most successful minds, and the people with the most successful careers on our stage. And if you follow these individuals, if you follow their habits, if you follow their advice, you should do well. The companies that have come back to the show here in 2017, it is still early days on the back of a horrific bear market. And so these companies, I firmly believe, will be, you know, the companies that are setting the high water marks in the next bull market. They're the first to come back. They've been the smartest with their cash over the last 4 years. They're still here for a reason. They're worth paying attention to.
Well, I can say firsthand that attending these shows, you do have the opportunity to chat with management directly about their companies. Ask them really whatever questions you want to either gain confidence or develop a better understanding for what the company is doing. And that, I think, is the most valuable aspect of these shows. Jay, thanks for your time. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour of the weekend edition, and in these final two segments, I have Dan Oliver on the line with me. He is the founder of Mermican Research, based out of New York. Dan joins us on a regular basis to discuss not just precious metals and general stocks, but also, as I believe, a great historian of what has happened in terms of economies and different economic factors throughout history. And in this first segment that we're chatting, Dan, I do want to focus on gold, because in the last couple of weeks we have seen a nice bounce in the gold market, especially in gold stocks. And that I find curious because it seems to be happening, again, right on the heels of a Fed interest rate hike. Same thing that happened at the tail end of 2015 when the Fed raised rates in December. Gold started to get a buy, and we all know how well it performed in the first half of the year. But right now, some of the similarities that you are seeing from the start of this year to the start of last year on the back of this Fed rate hike, what are you seeing, Dan?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You know, the Wall Street perspective is that rising interest rates are negative for gold because the more interest that bonds yield, the more people sell a dead asset like gold that has no yield and buy bonds. And that's their perspective. I think that's exactly backwards because if you look at the 70s, what happened was as interest rates went up, gold went up. And there's a simple reason for that, which is twofold. One is if you think about the Fed Reserve, the Federal Reserve has certain assets on its balance sheet, which are very interest rate sensitive. So as rates go up, the Fed starts to lose capital on its assets. And all the dollar is a liability of the Federal Reserve. So as the assets go down in value, so does the liability, i.e. the dollar. And that's bad for bonds and good for gold. Secondly, the whole perspective of the Austrian economic business cycle theory is that is low rates that cause the boom, because the discount rates go down, and so long-term cash flows look more valuable than they are. And so when rates start going up, that dynamic reverses, and long-term cash flows start becoming looking less valuable because you discount them more, obviously. Gold has no income, and it's not demanded in industry, so it's not affected by that, which is why gold always underperforms in the upswing of a bubble and outperforms in the downswing. So, you know, we sort of had a test run of this last year where the Fed raised rates, as you point out. Gold got slammed initially because all the Wall Street people and researchers and so forth said that gold would go down. And then it reversed very fast and had a huge, huge move higher, which, you know, surprised a lot of people, but I think made a lot of sense, especially because, you know, the last time this really played out that was in this way was the 70s. And now the duration of these bonds, both on the Fed's balance sheet and bank balance sheets, are much, much longer. So they're much more sensitive to interest rates than they were in the 70s. Not to mention, you didn't have in the 70s $600 trillion of interest rate derivative swaps that are also exposed to interest rate moves. So I, you know, it's not surprising to me that in the context of leading up to the Fed decision, last month, gold was weak, and then right after, gold got crushed pretty badly. And now we see in a new year, the average taking their tax loss selling is all done with, and people are reassessing, and it turns out that now actually rising rates isn't so wonderful. And so now gold is going up. And again, remember last year, you know, the markets really felt it bad at the beginning of the year. And so I wouldn't be surprised if that happened as well.
Well, just one quick note on the markets is we can see how low volatility is, and I think that is a sign that volatility is going to have to pick up, and the Dow hasn't been able to break through that almost magical 20,000-point level, and I think that there is some weakness coming in. But back to the precious metals and commodities in general, one of the main stories and main drivers, whether we like it or not, deals with flows in and out of ETFs, and we were reading a lot about how there were a number of outflows out of GLD throughout the tail end of the year. But I have a stat here from TrimTabs that says commodities in general, their ETFs saw $9 billion in outflows since just the election, which is 15% of their total assets. This is an extreme number, which I guess really has contributed to that move down in commodities and precious metals in general since the election. But this is an extreme level, and I really don't think that we can expect this type of extreme to continue. But Dan, how do you feel about these outflows that we saw from the ETFs that are major money exiting the system?
Yeah, commodities are funny things because on the one hand, industrial commodities represent, obviously, they go up when industrial activity increases, so you want to get in front of a boom, you want to buy commodities. On the other hand, if you have a severe bout of inflation, obviously commodities are also a solid store of value. So you can have bids from both from two different players, i.e. people betting on a boom and people betting on a lot of inflation. And I think, you know, some commodity prices are still a lot higher, and copper has rallied tremendously since Trump was elected, and this idea that Trump is going to usher in a new boom through all the spending, which it might have some validity in it. On the other hand, it looks to me that China, which is one of the main consumers of commodities, is having real problems. When rates go up, and again, you devalue long-term projects, and the bid on commodities goes down, and so it's not surprising that money would come out of that sector, I think. So also keep in mind that, you know, one of the things that makes gold such a good store of value is that it's very cheap to store. I mean, you know, a shoebox of gold can you have $10 million in it. It doesn't cost anything to store. If you're trying to store tin or even copper, things like that, that becomes expensive. So you've got a lot of carrying costs. And so you've got to time your bets a lot more precisely. And if you don't think it's going up anytime soon, then you liquidate very, very quickly. So the gold ETFs are a very different animal than the industrial commodity ETFs.
So, Dan, even though we are seeing rates being slowly raised by the Fed, and right now the markets are even pricing in, I believe, two rate hikes for 2017, we've been seeing more and more headlines and data points that are showing inflation coming back into the system. And then this, combined with rates only slowly going up, can actually mean that the Fed is behind the curve at raising rates. So real interest rates would actually still be negative, which is beneficial to gold. how do you take the stats of inflation, the slight uptick that we have been seeing so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very important to unpack those numbers because, to your point, again, the 70s, the Fed increased rates the whole decade, but they were behind the curve because inflation was higher all the time. So there's actually rates were negative the whole decade. But I don't think the 70s, they had quite the level of overcapacity we have. So when you say inflation, you have to think about carefully what you mean. I mean, we've had huge amounts of inflation in things like healthcare and education and services and those things in this country. And that's been continuous for the last decade. And we had huge inflation in commodities as well through 2011, really. And since then, the overcapacity in the world has actually put prices downwards on in a general sense on industrial commodities. So you have to think of where is your inflation and what how does it affect your investment profile in the sense that when food goes up, as you know, pork is going up in China. Well, you can't really invest in pork. I mean, you can buy pork bellies on the markets, but that's an expensive thing to hold. So it's hard to protect your wealth that way. That's a cost. It's a running cost. You pay it to stay alive, essentially. Whereas real estate prices, for example, is an asset. And so, what happens in big inflations like in Weimar Germany and places like that is you have the price of goods, of consumption goods going crazy while the price of assets go down or at least don't keep pace. And so therefore, basically where you keep your wealth is disappearing while the things you buy are going up. And that can make you poor really, really fast as people who live through big inflations discover.
Okay, Dan, that's an interesting topic to talk about, and I am going to have you on next segment, and we're going to dive a bit more into what is happening in China, because so many people right now has been focused on what's happening in the U.S. with the election and Trump now coming into office, that I think people have forgotten about the weakness that China is still struggling with, and the debt creation that's coming out of China that is actually mind-boggling when you take a closer look. So everybody stick around, we're going to be right back, continuing on with Dan Olive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Continuing on with our discussion with Dan Oliver, and here to wrap up the weekend edition, Dan, I want to talk about China and what's going on with the debt creation that we have been seeing from that country. And in a broader context, a lot of people talk about this current market situation that we're in, that it is the everything bubble. Everything is in a bubble. But you argue that, you know what, this might actually be the China bubble that we're experiencing. Please explain.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bubbles are formulated because banks finance an asset. The asset goes up in price. The bank becomes more collateralized in its loans. So we need to lend more money against that asset. And so you get a positive feedback loop. And that's what happened in the housing bubble in this country, right? I mean, you get a mortgage, you buy a house, the house price goes up, and now you borrow more money, rent it for the kitchen, boost the value of the house again, they lend you more money, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, we don't see right now in most markets, people lining up to buy houses, today. So that's not really the locus of the bubble today. I think it's more in a harder to see places like China, which, you know, we can read about here, but it's harder to unless you've been there and you see the insanity of the construction they're doing, it's hard to really get a sense of it. But the statistics, I think, tell you a lot, and that is basically from 2003 to 2013, the percentage increase in fixed asset investment was above 25% a year. I mean, this is absolute insanity. Basically, that they're building assets faster than they did when Mao announced his Great Leap Forward. He took all the farmers off the farm and he made them build steel mills because he thought that this was a way to create progress. And the result was that 30 million people starved to death. And I don't think we'll see that this time around, but it's the same idea that the market, the distorted market and the government gets people to do things that they would not do in a free market, and that's build all these assets, you know, the fourth ring road around a tertiary city, you know, that kind of thing. As a result, this is all funded by debt or supported by the banks, and so you have huge levels of debt. The debt to GDP ratio to the private sector has gone from 50% in 1977 to over 150% today, and the reason that number actually understates the problem is that GDP is a measure of activity. And so when you build a bridge to nowhere, that is activity, and it lowers your GDP ratio. But, of course, the debt you create to build that bridge is completely impaired because no one's going to go over that bridge because you don't need it, because it's in the wrong place, or it's an extra bridge that they built because the mayor wants to build one to employ people, not because the market wants it. So you have all these enormous, enormous imbalances in the Chinese market. I know the figures in front of me, but I think the Chinese bank system has gone from about $3 trillion to $30 trillion over the last 10 or 15 years. So that is the measurement of the malinvestments, essentially, or mostly malinvestments that's happened in the country. And that is going to collapse. And the implications are profound. as I've written it, but I think maybe discussed with you in the past, Trump said a lot of things in his election, which maybe some of it was rhetoric, but one of the things he promised his industrial base, the workers that put him in office, was that he would go after China, essentially. He would protect China, put trade barriers up. And I think he will do it, and the reason is because I think as China blows up, and they simply cannot afford to build more ghost cities, that they're going to dump their overcapacity onto the market. It's going to lower the price of capital goods. We talked about inflation last segment, but I think in the capital goods sector, you're going to see prices continue to come down. And that puts pressure on the Rust Belt. And so he's hired a bunch of very hawkish Chinese, American economists who are very hawkish against China already in his administration. So I think he's actually going to do this. And this is basically an exact replay of Smoot-Hawley, what Hoover did in the 30s, of responding to the same dynamic, which was falling prices of capital goods around the world. And I think it'll have the same outcome. It's hard to imagine a more bullish setup for gold than trade tariffs going up all around the world and having basically the trade flows stop, which would happen in the 30s, and then the banks have financed those trade flows, obviously, then collapse because of the value of what they're financing disappears. And then you have currency crises, and you have gold go crazy. So that is what we're heading for. How long it takes us to get there and precisely what will trigger it, those are harder things to opine on. But I think that's where we're headed. And I think gold will start to sense that at some point, and maybe already. Maybe that's what's going up so strongly so far this year. But that's where I think we're headed as a global economy.
Well, markets are forward-looking, and you're right. It is actually impossible to determine when a bubble or an economy so big as China will kind of implode in on itself. But the fact is what you're saying, if this implosion does start to happen, then you're right. The Chinese will essentially flood the market with a lot of different financial goods. Plus, you would have to think a lot of some of the base metals that they've been stocking as well, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Again, the numbers are just extraordinary of the percentage of these metals that China's been buying. When I was working down in Latin America in 2007 and 2008, every person you talked to said, oh, yeah, we're building this thing for China. Our iron ore mine or our barges we're building or ships or, grain even. I mean, whatever it was all about China. You got a billion people who are going to become rich and buy all this stuff. And you sort of think to yourself, well, why is a billion two people poor in the first place? And the answer is because they don't have free markets. And the dirty secret is they still don't have free markets. I mean, the Politburo runs things, and the state-run enterprises are the major mover in that economy. And there is a private market, but they're beholden to the state. And so you still don't have a free market. And so why on earth do we think that China is going to become a rich, powerful country when they don't have free markets? I mean, this is a theory, as you may know, that the Soviet Union was going to beat the U.S. economically because they had planning. They had all this extra planning. And we had all this free market where people did what they wanted to do. And how could possibly this, fractious individuals defeat, the evil empire that had these master planners? And the answer is because that's how economies work. And so, I never bought the whole China thesis simply because I don't think countries become great when they have controlled markets.
Well, isn't it interesting to see the selling of U.S. treasuries that China, as well as other countries, but China in particular, has been doing just to, I guess, shore up some money? And it also does show how almost cash-strapped they are, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, that's exactly right. They have all these reserves. Now they're burning through them as their economic model blows up. And people interpret that different ways. Maybe they say it's attacking the U.S. Well, I mean, maybe partly that. I mean, if you were China, would you really want to have treasury bonds with Trump as president? I mean, Trump could theoretically, I suppose, just have a selective default and just say, we're not paying you. I don't think that's likely in the current context. But, if things get a little crazy, you never know, what he might do. So if I were China as a sovereign interest, I wouldn't want to have them. And again, I may have no choice anyway to the extent that I'm trying to shore up my currency and my economy. So I think it is a sign of weakness, both geopolitically and economically.
So then, Dan, in terms of investing for people out there that are looking a more long-term investment, trying to protect some of their money, I'm sure it is scary seeing how much financial assets have risen and then still understanding that economies are still weak all around the world. What would you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, look, investing's tough and the market is a very cruel master. I mean, one of the one of my great lessons of Marcus reading history is the first modern credit bubble was the Mississippi bubble in France of 1719. And you had a Mississippi company go from 200 to 10,000 over 3 years. Most of that increase was at the tail end. And so as people started realizing it was a bubble and taking their money out, the problem was they had to watch those around them getting richer and richer and richer. And I think, gosh, what did I do? I made the wrong call. So there's a story about Isaac Newton, who made a lot of money in the South Sea bubble, got out, saw all his idiot friends, you know, make a lot more money than he'd made, and he jumped right back into the top and lost everything. So, you know, this bubble has been extraordinarily long. It's been, you know, it started in 1981, essentially, so it became that long. It's a huge bubble, and a lot of people jumped out 10, 15 years ago thinking it was the end and got it wrong and have been really hurt by that because everyone else got richer. But I think at this point, it's hard to imagine, given the global imbalances in the bank system and the commodity sector and, you know, overcapacity everywhere, in the outbreak of nationalism politically all over the world. It's not just U.S. and Europe, it's also hardliners in China who have the same argument. So it's hard to imagine that context, I think, persisting over a great deal longer. I mean, again, as you say, it's hard to define precisely, and who would ever have expected it would go on this long. But at this point, it does seem like we're reaching the end of this cycle.
And that is the biggest question. Who thought that it would be able to go on for this long? And in all fairness, still looks like they're going to continue to kick this can down the road. I've used the analogy that this can is so dented right now that eventually you won't be able to kick it anymore.
Yeah, if they can. That's right, if they can. Yeah.
And they're going to keep on trying to do it. But, Dan, it's always great having you on the show. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend's show. Remember, visit kereport.com on a daily basis and listen to all of our daily editorials. Also, follow our podcast, Corlin Economics Report. Thanks, Dan.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.